This summer's Psalm series has offered different kind of creative ways to proclaim God's word in worship. Today's sermon is based on Psalm 91, and it will be a combination of spoken words and sung words, all to the glory of God. And the worshipful response after singing and hearing the sung words is actually just quiet, the stillness of reflection. Let us pray. Eternal God, your love for us is everlasting. Help us to turn to you, our refuge in all of life, with believing hearts. Speak to us of eternal things, so that hearing the promises in Scripture, we may have renewed hope and be lifted up above distress into the peace of your abiding presence. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Listen for the word of God for you this day. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is his shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. On their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Several years ago, my husband and I visited the Alaska Raptor Center in Sitka. It's a place of refuge, a habitation where medical attention and rehabilitation is given to wounded bald eagles and other raptors. For some, their rehabilitation includes flight conditioning in their flight training center. And when some are able to fly again, they are released back into the wild. But for some of the more severely injured raptors, who will never fly again, they are given a safe, caring home in the center's Raptors in Residence program. One of the highlights of the Alaska trip was to see the Raptor Center and to see soaring eagles in their natural habitat. Flying high as they sense the motion of the wind currents, with wings fully outstretched, riding the wings of the wind. Eagles make their nests oftentimes in rocky crags or sometimes high atop trees. It's there in those intricately strong holes that eaglets hatch and eventually begin their wing strengthening as they flap their wings and practice their landings. And their fledgling flight may be spurred on by a parental nudge or push out of the nest, a most vulnerable place of either flying or falling in the sky. But parent eagles are on the ready for swooping down underneath catches of their falling youngsters, raising them up on their strong eagle's wings as they continue to learn how to use those wings. There are times in our lives when we encounter vulnerable places, when we perhaps feel as if we're in a free fall in need of rescuing and deliverance from the anxieties and difficulties of life. The psalmist's testimony of faith in Psalm 91 gives a strong affirmation that God alone is our refuge, our stronghold, our place of safety. As we experience flying in faith and all the up and down drafts of life, in all the storms and tsunamis of the soul, we are held eternally secure, sheltered in God's faithfulness and love. In the shelter of God, making God our dwelling place, is about entrusting the whole of our life to God in every circumstance. No matter what befalls us, God, in whom we are to fully trust, is our safe place of refuge, our rock-solid hope, and our unshakable security. There is no time, no place, no circumstance that can take us out of God's hand and care and protection. While this affirmation is true, there can also be some misunderstanding about this promise of protection. It's not a magical guarantee against ever facing danger or difficulty or distress. For life experiences teaches that people of faith who entrust their lives to God and who bring petitions before God for the well-being and healing of others and for themselves are not immune from suffering of body, mind, or spirit. Yes, we are acquainted with sorrow and loss. God encourages us to pray about all that is going on in our lives, in the lives of those we hold near and dear, and those around the world and on our neighborhoods that face danger and injustice and scarcity in life. God hears our prayers and answers them, sometimes yes, and sometimes in a way that we have trouble understanding. And sometimes there's a wait button that's pressed. But through it all, God's undergirding love holds us secure in our joy, in our sorrow, in our anger, in our frustration. And we cannot make sense of why certain things happen or don't happen. God doesn't guarantee a life free from troubles, but God does promise to be our refuge in the midst of the storms. God, in whom our trust is anchored, will bear us up even the worst of times. There is no danger, no threat, nor difficulty, nothing in life or in death that will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our assurance is this: God's love and faithfulness knows no bounds. In weariness, restless of heart, weakness, distress, and doubt, God has not abandoned us. We may feel as if our life is falling apart, that our life is in a downward spiral, but God is there with us in the midst of trials. And God is able to raise us beyond what we can see or more fully understand. For those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
I am down, and oh, my soul is weary. When troubles come, and my heart is burdened me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up to stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can.
God lifts our eyes of understanding up to glimpse the wonder of God's love. It's a love found in relationship, God's love for us and our love for God. God has shown us his amazing grace, love, and the giving of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who came to show us the way to the Father. Jesus endured death on a cross. Although he himself was sinless, he died for the sins of humankind so that we might be forgiven of our transgressions and be justified before God by his sacrifice on our behalf. For God raised Jesus from death to life, giving us the hope of eternal life. And God's love was shown in the giving of God's Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Spiritus, the wind, breath, and spirit that guides and comforts and sustains us in life. It is this spirit who is like a homing beacon of God's light shining deep within us, guiding us in the way of Christ with holy nudges and sometimes pushes as we seek to do God's will, and whose power raises us up like eagle's wings, and that will one day raise us up to our final home in the fullness of God's loving presence. And our response to God's love, our love and devotion to God, a relationship with God, to live in fellowship with, to be attached to be connected to God in not just knowing about God, but to know God in a real and personal way. For those who know God's name and love God are brought to a place of trust, a place of entrusting our whole self to God. It's a trust that brings us to a place of gratitude for God's deliverance from sin, for God's very present help in time of need, and for God's work of salvation in Jesus Christ. It is this blessed relationship of grace that we experience abundant life and the promise of the life to come. And it brings us to a place of singing. My life flows on in endless song, above us lamentation. I hear the clear, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I cling. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? God's promise to those who know and take refuge in God's love and care, who trust in God as their habitation, their home, their shelter in life, can stir within us a place of deep rejoicing in God's overarching commitment. For God's trustworthy word of promise is our ultimate ground of confidence, security, and hope. For those who love God, God will deliver. God will protect those who know God's name. When the faithful call upon God, God listens and answers. God is with us in trouble, and God will rescue us. God will honor his own, and with long life, God will satisfy us and will show us God's salvation. What will be our response to God's word of promise? Will it be our commitment to God, entrusting our whole life to God? To live our lives even in the most vulnerable places, in the shadow of God's wing, in the habitation of God's love? Will our lives sing of the one who is our refuge, our life, whose name is a strong and mighty tower, a shelter like no other, a name that gives abundant life and has the power to save, a name above all names. Thousand fall around you, near
it shall not come, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun.
Friends and sisters and brothers in Christ, God's word for us today and for all of our days is to place our trust in God. God, who is known as Holy Parent, Redeeming Son, and Sustaining Spirit. God, who is our refuge of hope and strength, our place of grace and security. Place a singing God's word of promise with all of our lives, allowing us to soar upon the wings of faith, the wings of the wind of God's Spirit, as we in faith trust in the one who is ever faithful, remembering that when we're low, God raises up. When buffeted by winds, God steadies. When crying out, God hears. When wading through grief, God comforts. When feeling alone, God is there. And whether in sickness or in health or in joy or in sorrow or in life or in death, God's presence, love and care, deliverance and protection prevail. For God will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you palm of God's hand. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.